It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week they tell us of a production of the hit musical based on an iconic album by the rock band Green Day.
A lot of people were surprised a few years ago when their album American Idiot went to Broadway as a musical. It was a hit album in its own right and everything, but it was conceived as a punk rock opera. It came to life in the musical production that played for a while on Broadway, went on tour, and now Bluegrass Community and Technical College's theater department, which has to be one of the most ambitious community college theater departments out there, is bringing it to the Downtown Arts Center this weekend, kind of a celebration of their 10th anniversary. So if you were a fan of the album, if you've wanted to see what it looks like as a musical, there you go at the DAC this weekend. And I know it's in Best Bets. There are things to do from all ages this weekend.
How true. There is The Little Mermaid at the Lexington Opera House, presented by Bluegrass Youth Ballet. And it has a lot of the sea creatures, too, the sea witch and a sea dragon that's a big puppet. And then also over in Lancaster is the Glenn Miller Orchestra on Friday. And also there's the Central Kentucky Home and Garden Show down at Heritage Hall and Rupp Arena.
Always a huge event.
It is, but there's also a big choral music weekend going on.
It is. It's a couple of events coming together. You have the Kentucky Bach Choir and the UK Chorale are combining forces to do both their directors, Marlon Hurst and Jeff Johnson, say is one of the huge works of choral music. J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor is going to be presented at the Cathedral of Christ the King on Friday night, and that should just be a huge musical event. I know the UK Chorale has kind of devoted all of their academic year to working on this particular piece, and the Bach Choir has been putting a lot of work into it too, so I know they're very excited about it. And then over at the Singletary Center on Sunday afternoon, Thy Will Be Done, which has become kind of an annual Easter time event. It's an Easter oratorio telling the story of Jesus. One of the really cool things about it is ever since they started, they've had Gregory Touré, who was very well known. He was a UK student who won the Metropolitan Opera auditions back in 1995. He's been playing the role of Jesus. And now in this performance, Anthony Clark Evans, who was kind of known as the singing car salesman. He was selling cars at Swope Toyota in Elizabethtown before he won the Met auditions a few years ago. He's going to be singing the role of the devil, kind of well cast as a baritone there. So that'll be happening Sunday afternoon at the Singletary Center.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.